item 15, paper number 59, work plan of Lantau development, I would like to welcome the PAS of Development Bureau, Janet Wong, Mr. Yip, Assistant Secretary, Mr. Patrick Wong from the Planning Department, and Mr. David Tao from the CEDD for briefing us on this consultation paper, and that is the work plan of Lantau development. I would now call upon Ms. Janet Wong of the Development Bureau to take us through this paper. Thank you, Chairman. And thank you, the Yao Chimong District Council, for giving us the opportunity to take us through the Lantau Development Plan. Now, apart from ourselves, we are working together today with the CEDD and the Planning Department to take you through the project and to respond to questions by members. So perhaps I'll defer to the Planning Department's colleague to take us through the planning parameters of Lantau development, and then next we have Mr. Edward Tao to talk about the Lantau Island Development Advisory Committee. All right, Lantau Development Work Plan. Let me take you through the PowerPoint. We will cover Lantau at present, development potential of Lantau, considerations for developing Lantau, major infrastructure and development projects under construction, planning in Lantau, vision, strategic position, planning themes. And then the Development Bureau will discuss Lantau Development Advisory Committee. First of all, Lantau at present. The area is approximately 147 square kilometers, or approximately 102 square meters, is within the country park. Population 110,000, jobs approximately 29,000, plus approximately 65,000 jobs on Airport Island. And the population is clustered in the Tung Chung New Town, Discovery Bay, and Mu Wo. And some villages are scattered around the whole of Lantau Island. At the north, there, because we've got the airport and the Tung Chung New Town, so the north is a strategic economic for infrastructures and urban development. And the east, because we've got the Disneyland, it will be developed into a tourist hub. And south and west, townships and rural areas dominate. Development potential of Lantau. Hong Kong is near various parts of Guangdong, Shenzhen, Dongguan, Foshan, Jiangmen, Zhongshan, and Zhuhai. We are very much an international gateway. We are also an international regional transport hub. And within 1 hour, we can reach many different parts of the Guangdong province. From Zhuhai to Hong Kong now, it takes a journey of 4 hours. But because we're building the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge, when that is commissioned, the traveling time will be cut from 4 hours to 45 minutes. So there is potential for us to build a bridgehead economy there. And in Tuen Mun, the Tuen Mun to Chap Lap Kong link is being built. And from Shenzhen and Chenhai, people can come to Hong Kong easily through that particular link. Another advantage of Lantau is it is closer to the CBD on Hong Kong Island as compared to other parts of Hong Kong. And Kao Yi Chow, somewhere in the middle, it has potential to become a strategic growth area in the CBD. At the northern part of Lantau, after some studies, we think that in Sunny Bay and Siu Ho Wan, we can reclaim the land there and there are development opportunities. And in the central waters between Hong Kong Island and Lantau Island, the area is relatively less ecologically sensitive, and then extensive flat land can be formed to facilitate comprehensive planning. There are a number of tourist and economic facilities in Lantau, Asia World Expo, Buddha statue, Wangping 360, and Hong Kong Disneyland. We will have a synergy with existing tourist and economic facilities when we develop the Lantau Island further, and there will be diverse facilities for tourism, convention, exhibition, and economic activities. Lantau provides a lot of recreational facilities, including campsites, beaches, Lantau Kunyam Temple, and so on. And people can visit these tourist sites during holidays. When we develop, we will try to strike a balance between ecological needs and cultural and leisure tourism needs. All right, considerations for developing Lantau. Lantau is a big area, but then it is mostly hilly terrain with limited flat land. The majority of the land in the country park has a gradient of over 20 degrees and is not suitable for massive development. So there are a lot of species which are worth conservation, like Chinese white dolphins. We've got a number of cultural heritage, for example, Tung Chung Fort and Tai O, which should be preserved. And we've got the airport in the north, so the northern coast is subject to the noise forecast NEF 25 contour. And we've also got potentially hazardous installation, for example, the water treatment works. So for residential developments to be built there, we have to be very careful. Other considerations for developing Lantau that include a related airport height restriction, deed of restrictive covenants of Hong Kong Disneyland, port facilities and marine traffic. If we are to have massive development, we have to build in more supporting infrastructure, for example, sewage treatment, water supply, drainage, waste treatment facilities, etc. Major infrastructure and development projects under construction include the third runway to be planned in the airport, Hong Kong, Zhuhai, Macau Bridge, and the topside development, the North Lantau Commercial Development. In Tung Chung, we have the study on Tung Chung Town Extension, and we are building the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge, and then also the Tuen Mun Chek Lap Kok link. For reclamation, we are planning to have reclaimed land in Sunny Bay and Siu Ho Wan, and also we are planning to have reclamation for building the East Lantau Metropolis in the Central Waters near Kau Yu Chau. Our vision, strategic positioning and planning themes. Our vision is to promote the strategic growth and sustainable development of Lantau by balancing the needs for development and conservation. We want to build Lantau into an international transport, logistics and trade hub in the Greater Pearl River Delta, a service hub of the Greater PRD, a treasure of natural assets of Hong Kong, a strategic growth area with a new metropolis in the Central Waters. The planning themes. There are several planning themes in the northern Lantau because we've got Tung Chung and the airport, so that will be useful economic housing development. And northeastern Lantau, we've got the Hong Kong Disneyland, and that will be reclamation and Sunny Bay, so that would be used mainly for leisure, entertainment, and tourism. East Lantau Metropolis, that would be used for strategic growth, the business core business district, and predominantly Lantau, the rest parts, that would be used for conservation, leisure, cultural, and green tourism. Next, my colleague will be talking to you about the Lantau Development Advisory Committee. Thank you. The Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge will be commissioned in a few years' time, and Lantau will be a major hub between Hong Kong and the PRD to make the full use of the potential in the area. The chief executive in the last year's policy address announced the establishment of the Lantau Development Advisory Committee. The Secretary for Development is the chairman, and it consists of 20 non-official members and 9 official members. It is advisory in nature with no statutory power and decision-making power. The advisory committee members come from a number of sectors, including electrical, Hung Yi Kok District Council, industry organizations, professional fields, and academies. the Advisory Committee will have to deal with interdepartmental issues. So the ex-official members come from different bureaus, including the Development Bureau, Transport and Housing Bureau, Home Affairs Bureau, Commercial and Economic Development Bureau, CEDD, and Planning Department. Terms of reference. To advise the government through the Secretary of Development on the following: the social and economic development opportunities on Lantau to capitalize on its advantages as a confluence of major transport infrastructure linking Hong Kong, Macau, and the Western Pearl River Delta so as to meet the long-term development needs of Hong Kong, and the policies, measures, and specific proposals conducive to the sustainable development and conservation of Lantau. Since the establishment of the committee in last year, it has held 5 meetings. It has conducted many site visits. In the May and June visits, that was for the district council members and the young Yao Chi Mong district. Mr. Hong and Mr. Ko took part in the June 16th visit. On the third meeting, the advisory committee agreed on the development themes of Lantau. As what the planning department said, on the northeast, it will be used for leisure, entertainment, and tourism purposes. And in the southeastern part, it will be used for strategic growth with a core business node. That can become the third CBD in Hong Kong and can house tens of thousands of people. And in the north, it will be used for economic and housing development. And for the rest of Lantau, it will be used for conservation, leisure, cultural, and green tourism. Since the establishment of the committee, we've received a great number of public views over 100 items. We've categorized these into 5 categories: development, planning issues, tourism and entertainment, environmental protection and heritage conservation, transport hub and improvement proposals, employment, education, and welfare.
And we're going to deal with the recommendations in the following 4 ways. Some recommendations will continue to be dealt with under the current mechanism. And then some suggestions involving long-term planning and development will be considered and followed up in the government's major strategic studies, like the East Lantau Metropolis and Siu Ho Wan. And then thirdly, the planning department has started some short-term topical strategic studies on proposals for marketing and positioning for the commercial land in Lantau, recreation and tourism development strategy. And then fourthly, in order that our members of the public can enjoy the fruit of development, so there will be individual projects being undertaken, for example, improvement works for the revitalization of Tai O Mui Wo and Ma Wan Chong, and also improvement works for sections of narrow road bands along Kung Shan Road and South Lantau Road, and so on and so forth. 4 subcommittees have been set up under the Lantau Development Advisory Committee, and they are the Planning and Conservation Subcom, Economic and Social Development Subcom, TNT Subcom, and PR and Engagement Subcom. The Planning and Conservation Subcom will map out spatial development and conservation strategies. The Economic and Social Development Subcommittee will come up with an economic and social development strategy in the first quarter of next year. The TNT Subcommittee will discuss the transport arrangements and infrastructure concerned. And then the PR and Engagement Subcommittee will develop a publicity, PR, and consultation strategy in the second quarter of this year. So if our members want to know more about the work of the advisory committee, if they want to have obtain more information, they can always visit our website. Thank you. It's really a very large scale project. So members, any comments, please? A few members have indicated that they would like to speak. Hao Wing Cheng, Hong Chiu Hua, Huan Sao Ling. So Hao Wing Cheng first. Yes, Chairman, thank you. I'm concerned about infrastructural development on Lantau. I can see the Hong Kong-Macau Zhuhai Bridge, and I can also see a road linking Tuen Mun to Chek Lap Kok. Is it going to be a tunnel or an elevated road? I think this link is very important. So can you tell us more about the proposed link? Thank you. Hong Chiu Wah.
Yes. I think the Development Bureau and the Planning Department and the CEDD for being here today. In fact, I and Madam Koh Poh Ling went on a site visit. In fact, the area involved was very big, and a number of projects were proposed. I want to say that in the urban area, commercial sites and residential sites are limited. So I think Lantau can offer us a lot of opportunities. For example, recreation development in the northeastern part, and then economic and housing development in the northern part. I understand that there will be over 100,000 people to be housed on Lantau. And it is said that there will be three reclamation projects, Kau Yee Chau, Hei Ling Chau. There will be reclamation projects, and certain navigation channels will also be affected. I want to know whether connectivity can be enhanced through tunnels or bridges. I understand that there is a TNT subcommittee set up under the Lantau Development Advisory Committee. It's important that transport feasibility be looked at. I'm concerned about the impact on the navigation channels. Thank you. Ms. Kwan.
Yes, thank you. I thank government departments for the briefing. Now, I have to say sorry. I signed up for the site visit, but then I had to chair a meeting of my building, and so I wasn't able to join the visit. I listened very carefully to the presentation. I studied the photos and the diagrams. I think the planning is very comprehensive and thorough. There will be tourism development. There will be other developments. I want to say that you should look at how the airport can be linked to the Pearl River Delta region, and can more housing sites be provided. I think it's really very difficult to find residential sites. But on Lantau there are many vacant sites. I know that in one country, there were developments in the middle of the sea or within the hills. So I just hope that On Lantau, we can try to identify more housing sites. Madam Koh, on the 16th, I went on a one-day visit to Lantau. For Lantau, you are proposing development in the north, in the east, and in the south. Yes, I think the advisory committee has got an ambitious development plan for Lantau. The Islands District Council, the rural committees, and the residents of Lantau want to see more development on Lantau. In the past, many people visited the southern part of Lantau. But with the development of the airport and Tung Chung, the development in the southern and western parts of Lantau are now lagging farther and farther behind. There is development at Hangqin, in Nansha, and in other parts of the mainland. I think there should be more development on Lantau. In Hong Kong, the population is ever increasing. The urban areas are very crowded. Ms. Kwan has pointed out that we in Hong Kong face a very serious housing problem. So we need to resolve this problem. We need to identify sites for further development. So I support the proposed planning for Lantau. Because of time constraint, I'll just raise 2 points. During the visit, we were told that there would be reclamation at Kau Yee Chau and at other locations. Many people are concerned about the impact of development on the navigation channels and on the marine ecology. Our navigation channels are very busy. How can we try to minimize the impact? And it is also important that you try to get the support of the green groups. And it's equally important that you try to secure the support of the residents. Thank you. Wong Man-Ching. I would like to talk about page 30 of the slides. And employment, education, and welfare come last. I hope that this order doesn't really show the government's priorities. For the Lantau Development Advisory Committee, look at its composition. There are non-official members, and then there are professionals and also academics, but then it seems there isn't anyone with a social welfare background, and there aren't representatives from the Labour and Welfare Bureau sitting on the advisory committee. So social welfare simply not in the picture as far as the future development of Lantau is concerned. I think when we develop an area, we should not just look at economic development. We also have to look at whether the disadvantaged groups are taken good care of. In the urban areas, very often we can't find even one site to house some social welfare facilities. And I think it's important that sites be reserved or lent out for welfare facilities. I hope it's not the government's intention to ignore social welfare facilities. Yes, can there be some responses, please? Yes, Mr. Howe mentioned the Tumon Chek Lap Kok link. Chairman, let's look at the relevant slide. From the artificial island to Tuen Mun, there will be a tunnel. And then from the artificial island to Tai Ho, there will be a flyover. Yes, that's right. For the upper part, we need a tunnel. So there will be works under the sea. And then Mr. Hong and Madam Ko mentioned the studies for Hei Ling Chow and Cao Yi Chow. The two members joined the one-day visit, and I think that the two of you understand why we have chosen these locations. Now, in fact, the ferry trip is only 20 minutes from Central to Cao Yi Chow, and then another 20 minutes to Hei Ling Chow, and then another 20 minutes to Mui Wong. So this is a suitable location. In this area, there aren't too many people living here at the moment, so there will not be too much impact on the residents. When we want to have reclamation works along the Victoria Harbour, we have to pass the test in the legislation, but will not have to comply with the requirements in the law if we carry out reclamation projects outside the Victoria Harbour. I think the idea is innovative, but then as to whether this can be done, and then whether we are going to have flyovers, tunnels, so forth, further studies are required in the PWSC of LegCo. The members spent lots of time on a discussion, but were not able to vote on the item, and so we withdrew the item for the time being. And so concerning traffic and transport and other details, we hope to be able to come up with some good ideas with the benefit of a study. Then Ms. Kwan is concerned about tourism development, and on behalf of the Bureau, I thank Ms. Kwan for her support. And then housing development. We are proposing long-term development for Lantau. And I want to say that, in fact, we've already carried out a public engagement exercise for Phase 3 extension Tong Chong. In Tong Chong, we now have community facilities, and we have sites that are available for development, and there is no need for reclamation. And so on these sites, there can be residential development. We understand that with an ever-increasing population in Hong Kong, we also need to identify enough sites for residential development. Now, I understand that housing is major concern in Hong Kong. And then, Ms. Koh, I know that you are concerned about the impact on the environment and the impact on the residents. In fact, the District Council and the rural committees all want to see further development on Lantau. And that's why you can see that on the advisory committee, there are members of the Hung Yi Kok, and there are also the chairman and deputy chairman of the Islands District Council. We want to make sure that the residents will benefit from the future development. If we can provide better transport facilities, if we can provide more public toilets and other facilities, then the residents will benefit. And I think Mr. Wong Man Sheng is right in saying that welfare is the fifth on the list, but then please don't think that we are attaching least importance to welfare. It's just that we are arranging the items according to the alphabet. And then tourism, yes, we will try to promote green tourism. We will also protect the environment. But then I want to say that for leisure and cultural activities, food and hygiene services, welfare services, education services, these are essential services. And so they will not be overlooked. They are essential services, and so there is no need to specifically mention them. Now, say, for example, in Tung Chung, we have earmarked sites for markets, for community halls, for schools. So, Mr. Wong Man Sheng, you need not be worried. But of course, I thank you for your views, and I understand that welfare services are core services, and we will not forget about them.
As to our Lantau Development Advisory Committee, we cannot cover all the bureaus, but of course, relevant bureaus and departments have been invited to attend our meetings and provide advice to us, so we don't need to worry. Thank you. All right, members, any other questions? Mr. Lam? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand that the Lantau Development Advisory Committee membership has been criticized. As Mr. Wong Man Sing has said, it is not representative, and it is said that green groups are not being represented on the committee. It is also said that their meetings are conducted in a black box-like fashion, is not transparent enough. And there are also calls for a territory-wide consultation instead of just working through the Lantau Development Advisory Committee. I would like to get a reply from the Bureau. Does another member wish to speak? Mr. Hong, let me give a general point. I think for the Lantau development, it is going to be a huge project. It is of a mammoth scale. There are bound to be different views, and there are hurdles as well. So just wonder if the planning department will prioritize the various tasks. I don't think you can commence on so many different projects at the same time. So just wonder if there are any efforts on the part of the government to prioritize the various projects. Any other questions? If not, then the Bureau will answer, and then I'll draw a line. First of all, Development Bureau. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, the two members, for speaking again. First of all, Mr. Wong. For the Lantau Development Advisory Committee, we do have someone from the green groups, like Professor Ho. He's from the Open University. He's well-versed in environmental issues. Of course, understand that for effective discussion, the committee cannot have too many members on the committee. We do have inputs from the green groups, but of course the committee itself may not have many green group representatives. There are four task groups under the committee, or four subcommittees, like the economic, like the planning and conservation subcommittee, like Professor Wong Fuk Yi. He was the former assistant director of the FCD, so he has a conservation background. This committee is advisory in nature. It is not legally binding. For different topics, we do carry out comprehensive consultation, like Phase 3 development of Tung Chung. It is also part of the development plan for Lantau, but we have also conducted a territory-wide consultation exercise. Mr. Hong was concerned about the prioritization. Well, on this occasion, we have adopted a sort of different approach. We are not at the stage of getting funding approval. We are still early in the planning work, so we just want to get views from you. I think having input from you at an early stage will be beneficial in our work. Lantau will be the source of additional land in the future. Therefore, we don't actually have a priority list. We have to look at the status of the land. We need to understand whether there are other constraints and whether there is any legal or legislative work that is needed. And we have also got some strategic planning, and we are also trying to fine-tune the positioning, and then we can understand more about the priorities. We need to respect the local views. Sometimes it is said that the local facilities are inadequate, and therefore we'll try to respond to their calls early. We hope we have the chance to come back again to give an account to you if we've got any new ideas. All right, if there aren't other questions, I would say that that's it for this item. Thank you.